Citut mispar 9 mitoch
Quote number 9 from the writings of Rabash, second volume. What is, we have no king but you in the work. It is written, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, generation after generation. I will make known your faith with my mouth. We should understand the meaning of sing forever. How can one sing to the Creator when he sees that he is full of faults and his heart is not whole with the Creator, and he feels far from the Creator? And sometimes he even wants to run away from the battle. How can he say that this is the Lord's mercies and he is singing about it to the Creator? According to the above, a person should say that the fact that he is in a lowly state is not because now he has become worse. Rather, now, since he wants to correct himself so that all his actions will be for the sake of the Creator, from above he is shown his true state, that what is in his body, which until now was concealed and was not apparent. Now, the Creator has revealed them. A person says about this that this is mercy, that the Creator has revealed to him the bad within him, so he would know the truth and would be able to ask of the Creator with a real prayer. It follows that, on the one hand, now he sees that he is far from the Creator. On the other hand, the person should say that the Creator is close to him and tends to him and shows him the faults. Hence, he should say that these are mercies. This is the meaning of the words, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. That is, on the one hand, he is happy and is singing about it. On the other hand, he sees that he must repent. In other words, he must ask of the Creator to bring him closer and give him the desire to bestow, which is a second nature.